When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Thank you. and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A sixth night of protests spreading to more cities around the country and even overseas over George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. In Minneapolis, a tanker truck drives into protesters on a bridge.
Remarkably, none of the demonstrators were hurt. One individual was hurt, and that's the driver of the truck, because people on the scene pulled him out of the truck, and it looks like they gave him a pretty good beating. He was treated at the hospital and then subsequently arrested, remains in jail at last report. Bogdan Vachurko is his name, 35 years old.
Fox's Mike Tobin. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's daughter is among the protesters arrested there.
Kiara de Blasio, 25 years old, she was arrested. She stood in the middle of the street, the New York Post reporting, and blocked traffic, and she was arrested.
Fox's Brian Yenis. There are protests outside the American embassies in London and Berlin. America's listening to Fox News.
Caffeine, if you could throw a little tranquilizer in there, it'd be nice. Kind of lower the anxiety level just a little bit.
Just a bit. Just a bit outside.
Ridiculous weekend. There were some good things, though, that happened. And we're going to focus on the positive. And something you might want to do later today is either dine at Baumhauer's or order something to pick up. Reset the seafood agenda at the Baumhauer Grocery, which means you order this week and pick it up Wednesday of next week. It's all fresh. And they ship same day, so you can't get a better deal. And the prices are truly amazing. At Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard, Baumhauer's.com, to place your order for lunch or dinner. Open, too, for lunch or dinner right now at, what did I just do here? Here we go. Chammy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
So it is the first day of June. Welcome to June. It is the first day of meteorological summer. Welcome to meteorological summer. It is the first day of hurricane season. Welcome to hurricane season. I think I got that all right. Hot day today with a high around 90, sun cloud mix, An isolated, random, heat-of-the-day storm? Yeah, sure, it's possible. There'll be a couple blips on the radar, but not a lot. Tonight's low 69. Tomorrow, high near 90. Isolated storm, not out of the question tomorrow. Then scattered random thunderstorms, heat-of-the-day variety Wednesday and Thursday. A little bit more numerous Friday, with highs around 90 each day. The humidity's getting higher, and Leon's getting larger. We have Invest 93L that will be, it's in Central America right now. It's in rough territory in the mountains of Central America. It used to be a Pacific system. Really interesting. So they've rebranded it now and given it a Atlantic Basin designation, 93L. And we'll be watching it. Could it eventually be destined for, you know, maybe Louisiana or Texas? But because it's our backyard, we care. Right now, a 70% chance of development. Right now, we have calm winds, a few high clouds, a nice-looking morning, 66 at 611.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
Rise and shine.
I'm not really feeling up to this today.
Nope, not really feeling up to it.
Really?
Not today.
Why not?
Everything's so doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom?
The whole world is going crazy.
Sounds like you need a pep talk.
I don't need a pep talk.
Well, you're getting one.
We're going to wake up.
Get it together.
One foot in front of the other.
Put a smile on your face.
And we're going to make a difference.
Okay, guys, it's showtime.
That's what it is, the showtime. A nice little montage of June songs. I didn't realize there were so many.
Yeah.
And what did I do with it? Let's see. June. Well, we can play this.
June is Turkey Lovers Month. Spend some quality time with them now, because come November, they're headed for pop-up Timerville. Gobble, gobble.
Here's your montage.
Since the return of a stay on the moon. She listens like spring and she talks like June. And those heavy days in June when love became an act.
Pasta simmers on the stove in June.
This rainy day in June.
On this rainy day in June.
That's so you, June.
On the
Six, 12. So last night I'm getting settled, trying to get yes.
I can't believe they didn't do the most obvious one. We're gonna do it Wednesday. Spoiler alert: it was the 3rd of June. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
That was
Bobby Gentry's
Harper.
Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, I get Harper Valley PTA and Ode to Billy Joe confused all the time. So last night it's around 9:30. It's time to get serious about trying to fall asleep, and. Lo and behold, my phone goes off.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up.
And since I still have my, you know, number from Broward County, Florida, I look and it says BCEOC. I said Broward County Emergency Operations Center. And apparently something was going on in Fort Lauderdale last night that required them to put in place a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. I mean, a hard curfew. You're out. You're on your way to jail.
Right.
I haven't heard anything specific. I hope Jake Quellen got out of there in time.
She did. She we were texting yesterday about the SpaceX. I was talking about the docking, and they were on their way home.
Oh, yeah. Good. Glad she got out of Dodge.
A SpaceX launch was cool.
Yes, the launch and the watch the docking.
Yep.
I finally had a reason after 13 years with WOW to tune in channel 156.
Yeah, NASA TV.
The NASA TV. Usually isn't much going on there.
I do some adult stuff late at night.
I know.
Like Skinamax used to do.
Skinamax. Oh, brother.
Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
B.S.
B.S. 14 minutes after, we're going to get your local news, the William Tell Wake Up, and then the timeline later this hour with Rich, about an hour from now, Random Facts with Jay, followed by the traditional $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting close to 6,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 17,000. Health officials say at least 630 people have died across the state. Montgomery police are investigating a wreck Sunday night involving a pedestrian. The wreck happened just before 9 o'clock near Fairview Avenue and Interstate 65. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries after being hit by a vehicle. And hurricane season officially begins today, and state EMA officials say sheltering will look different this year because of the coronavirus. State EMA Director Brian Hastings says the state will look at opening more shelters to allow for social distancing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Killey, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com, where doctors' profiles, directions to the office, hours of operation, and new patient paperwork are all just a click away. You can also find useful information on common foot conditions and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Keeley with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Refer your friends to Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air and share $100. But hurry, offer ends June 30th. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:17.
Break your butt up!
Can't get you a beer. Someone just stole the cake.
Hey, come back with that!
Well then, I'll have an order of wings.
Normally I would, but someone just ripped off the deep fryer.
Okay, how about one of those sexy bikini calendars?
They're a little soggy.
Looters! Now open anytime you want!
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied security.
presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
There was actually something good on TV this weekend besides watching rioters burn our cities down.
Right.
And that involved actual rocket science as SpaceX had a successful launch and a docking.
Beautiful. 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed. Bob and Doug.
America has launched. So rises a new era of American spaceflight, and with it, the ambitions of a new generation continuing the dream.
Dragon, chief engineer on Dragon to ground. Bob Doug, on behalf of the entire launch team, thanks for flying with Falcon 9 today. We hope you enjoyed the ride and wish you a great mission.
Thanks, Bala. Congratulations to you and the F9 team for the first human ride for Falcon 9.
Good to be back in space. Good to have something, a forward step of technology to cheer.
Yeah, it was nice that they got off. 6 out of 10 launches are aborted because of one reason or another. 6 out of 10.
That was Mrs. RB. She liked the caffeine parody. Come on in. And we had a great birthday party for show yesterday. That was a big positive.
Good.
And a great kid. He was less than half his current height when I first met him. He wasn't even 10 yet.
Right.
And now I needed something. I'm teaching him to cook. So I needed something that was on top of the refrigerator, which I would have to stand up and reach over. He's about 6'3", 6'4", just looks right at it and gets it.
Saw him the other day. Couldn't believe how much he's grown.
Yeah. And just finished his third year at AUM. Let's give him a big war hawk. Happy birthday. 621 Applied Security. Hey, certainly the events over the weekend made everybody feel a lot more secure that we are living in a time of peace and harmony. Maybe you're rethinking we can do without a security system. How about local folks like Mark and Vicky, who have 4 decades of experience installing lockdown, smart, and easy-to-operate systems that work? I mean, you want to hear an alert, try and violate one of the systems they have in place, like the one in our building. Everybody in town will know something is wrong, and the police are right on top of it. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month, by the way, in case you were wondering about that, and install a system that's easy to use and very, very effective. We will, I just got the spot crime thing. I wonder if I can access that really fast. But within the 3-mile radius of our house, over the last week, there was a shooting. You see that stuff, it doesn't always make the news because there's so much other stuff going on with COVID and so forth. But just in the last couple of days, theft, East Chase Parkway, theft, Berry Hill Road, North Burbank Drive, assault.
Makes the dog bark.
You may have noticed that the troublemakers seem to be coming out now that the cold weather is over. And if you don't have a ferocious dog like Rich that can frighten anything away.
Bark at him. Bark at him, jeez.
Call Mark and Vicky at 279-8338. 279-8338 for Applied Security. Terrific folks, great systems, jeez, great products.
What do you think of protesters? Huh? Oh, okay. No comment.
Protesters are one thing, rioters are another.
Right.
Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276, and with that, we'll get our first look at the roads. Week before last, we had 56 total wrecks. Last week was a short week. We still managed to have 32, and that's just during the drive times when Skipper's working.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting from scratch today, hopefully with nothing. Then the timeline ahead for the first day of June. Welcome.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still fairly light all around the area. Light to moderate traffic on I-85 and 65, the Boulevard. Everywhere except Highway 80, we have a little inbound traffic there showing a little congestion around Mobile Highway and the 65 interchange. That's about it this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents hit us to pass along to you at this time. We'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars all at tremendous with savings. Get the deal that best works for you at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Number five. Build a bunker in your backyard and stock it with necessities like a feathered boa. You know, for dress-up time. Number four, get a bag of seeds. Not corn, weed. Morgan Freeman loves spliffs. Number three, get a shotgun. For zombies. And remember, aim for the head. Well, unless it's a dog. I mean, come on, a zombie dog? That's adorable. Number two, focus on the positives. For instance, no more humanity equals no more Nickelback. And number one, will you please learn how to pronounce Learn how to say it.
At 6:27 with a timeline for June the 1st, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It's the 153rd day of the year. 213 days remain. As we mentioned, it's start of national hurricane season and a bunch of other things. It's World Milk Day.
Milk?
We used to have the milk guy come in the house. In fact, he'd be inside the door and yell, "Milkman!" And we'd get 4 gallons twice a week. We had two boys. I mean, I had four boys. And I was a milkaholic.
Oh, me too.
My mom and dad would say, "We're going to buy some damn cows for the backyard."
I still believe that milk is the best food you can
have. It's healthy.
I always feel better when I have some.
Middle of the night, cold, cold, cold milk.
And I'll take it right out of the jug.
Gosh, yeah.
Enough about that.
It's Say Something Nice Day. Yeah, well, we'll say some stuff, nice stuff today.
All right, here's something. Hmm? Yeah, with all this space talk, yeah. Wiley Poundstone sent us the trailer for a movie called Nude on the Moon in 1960. So I put the trailer on my Facebook page so you can a little,
Nude on the Moon.
Stimulation this morning.
Okay, and it's a national, using the nude theme, Go Barefoot Day. Nothing wrong with going barefoot. 1779, Benedict Arnold is court-martialed forever. He will be, he's still hated. Turncoat, you know, people use him as an example. You Benedict Arnold, you? You know, even when he went to live in Britain, you know, because he was Britain, because he was hated, they didn't like him either. Because of his, you know, the integrity of being a turncoat, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, he is synonymous with a very powerful emotion called betrayal.
Right. Although he used to be a hero. 228 years ago today, in 1792, Kentucky became the 15th state. And 4 years later, in 1796, Tennessee became the 16th state. On this date in 1813, U.S. Navy battle cry, "Don't give up the ship!" was first shouted. mortally wounded Captain James Lawrence, the commander of the U.S. frigate Chesapeake.
Frigate always sounds like something you say when you're frustrated. frigate.
On this date in 1843, Dateland, Cleveland, Ohio, it snowed in Cleveland, Buffalo, Rochester, and New York.
Rochester?
Snowfall in June.
We had that happen once in Chicago. At some point, when I think in the 70s, we had like a dusting of snow on June 1st.
Yeah.
And we also had snow flurries on my birthday one year, too, in late September.
Well, you've heard me say this before. I'll say it again. When you're watching spring break on TV in April and all the kids frolicking with in their bathing suits.
Yep.
And you're trying to decide which snow, pile of snow is your car. On this date in 1868, James Buchanan, the 15th president of the United States, died in Pennsylvania at the age of 77. Buchanan was our only unmarried president. Long rumored that he loved a guy named William Rufus King, a buddy buddy. 1938, Superman appears in the first issue of Action Comics. In 2014, a copy sold for $3.2 million, highest price ever paid for a comic book.
Do you remember the story? I don't know if it was before or after you came here. It seems recent, but a guy was tearing down a wall in his house and found a copy of that Action Comics.
I remember that. I remember that story.
It wasn't in perfect condition.
Right.
But man, talking about pulling the plaster out and finding a couple hundred
grand. Honey, look what I found. Oh, you'll like this. 1959 on this date. In 1814, it took a loser. Really? Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton, number one on the country and pop charts. Stayed there for 2 months.
I was checking to see if our
do we have it in there?
Song,
do we have it in there?
No, no, just a battle hymn for Baby Boom.
Okay, 1961, the first regular FM stereo broadcasting begins on this date.
Rockin' hits.
On this date in 63, Leslie Gore started a two-week run at number one with It's My Party. Quincy Jones, believe it or not, produced it. You would cry too, by the way, if it happened to you. 56 years ago in 64, the Rolling Stones arrived in New York City to begin the first American tour. Their first show was at a high school stadium in Lynn, Massachusetts. 1967, Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Recorded over a 129-day period. Of course, the Beach Boys and the Beatles had really admired each other's work. Brian says that Rubber Soul inspired Pet Sounds, and Pet Sounds inspired Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. How about that? A famous Alabamian died on this date in 1968. Helen Keller died in Westport, Connecticut at the age of 87. She was born in Tuscumbia, Alabama. On this date in 68, Mrs. Robinson was the number one song. Simon and Garfunkel, of course, from the... it was used in The Graduate, Dustin Hoffman and Bancroft. On this date in 1980, CNN begins broadcasting the cable news network. Lead story that day was the attempted assassination of a civil rights leader, Vernon Jordan. It's now in 160 million homes internationally, and it was the brainchild of Ted Turner.
When did they switch format from news to propaganda?
I know. At one time, though, we did go to CNN for news a long time ago. Yeah.
First thing you put on.
Long time ago. 1984, Star Trek, The Search for Spock was released. That was good. I like that one. 1991, David Ruffin, leader of the Temptations, died of a cocaine overdose at the age of 50. Kids, watch it. On this date in 2007, Jack Kevorkian, remember him? Dr. Death, is that what they called him, Dr. Death? He was released from prison after serving 8 years of a 25-year sentence. He did not euthanize himself. He died of a blood clot. 2009, General Motors filed for bankruptcy, and they got a $12 billion bailout from the government. Ford received zero bailout. They just continued to make cars and trucks.
In that year, I bought a Ford.
Days about Ford, fix or repair daily, F-O-R-D.
That used to be. No, and look, in the 70s, that's why the Japanese cars took the market
over
because they were reliable and...
I agree with you.
I'm telling you, I'll never forget driving my brand new 78 Corvette. I had it like 2 months, and it's snowing, so I popped the windshield washer, and the handle snapped off.
Yeah.
And I wasn't violent. Yeah. It just broke off, and what kind of crap is this? So I had to drive 20 miles with my arm out the window shoveling the snow off with a wiper blade.
Ford did get a bad name for a while. But even before that, though, my dad used to have a bunch of Ford Fairlane 500s, and they were great. Tom Holland is an actor who played Spider-Man. He's 24 today. Amy Schumer is 39. Brandi Carlile is 39. Alanis Morissette is 46. Heidi Klum is 47. Let's see who else we got. Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones is 73. Morgan Freeman is how old today?
78.
He's 83 today. Wow. Pat Boone, dead or alive?
Alive.
He's alive at 86. And this would have been the birthday of Andy Griffith, who died in 2012.
Oh, I watched Return to Mayberry last night. Yeah. The movie.
Yeah?
It was on MeTV. And I hadn't seen it in years, and watching so many of the original episodes, mm-hmm. It had its moments.
Yeah.
Some of them aged well.
Howard Sprague.
on the other hand, Thelma Lou did not.
Did not look.
And neither did Don Knotts, even by that point. That was 1986.
Wow. We're 20 days away from Father's Day. 33 days until... We're just 33 days from Independence Day? Wow. 95 days till Labor Day weekend. I wonder how normal the world will be on Labor Day weekend. Thanksgiving on the table. Big meal, 178 days away. And Christmas is 207 days away. That is the timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Would you like to conduct today's lesson on the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting?
Oh, you want to? You want to?
Let's hear. I've got it ready to go.
You remember what it is?
I didn't cut and paste it. I think it's got to be a song
of
summer.
For students.
It's got to be a song of summer. Is it money? Oh, okay. All right. So
I was going to say, it's got kind of a long intro.
It does. And then here we go. Jingle into it. All right, here we go. Let's take you back to something that makes people do a lot of bad things, you know. People cheat. People riot. People protest. For the love of money.
You have nothing to say.
I have nothing to say.
I
had a great paragraph going, never got on the air. So here we go.
Speaking of money, Brent McDonald at 5:10 this afternoon. What are the Dow futures?
Second into a spot.
Yeah.
They're down, but I don't know how much. Not, they were less than 100.
We could almost do this whole show over the intro.
Now they're up. I'm sorry. They're up now. When I looked this morning, when I woke up, they were down like 70 or 80. They're up now 50.
We'll take it. Yeah. You always wonder how the market's going to react sometimes to what's been going on around the country. We will see at 6:37.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
And we've got a very typical first day of June. A hot day today, high around 90. Sun and cloud mix. Isolated random late afternoon shower. Yeah, I guess one's possible. Rain chances at 20% at best. Overnight low tonight, 69. Tomorrow, deja vu all over again. High near 90. Isolated storm not out of the question. Then scattered random heat of the day storms around Wednesday and Thursday. Not every town will get one. In fact, most towns won't. A little bit more numerous on Friday, however, with a high around 90. And we'll continue to watch. Invest 93L down there in the... It's down in the Bay of Campeche, you know.
Campeche.
That's where it is. And it's in the Southwest Gulf. 70% chance of development. Right now, calm winds. A few high clouds. 66. 639.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good morning. morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still light to moderate all around the city, including the 31s inbound to Montgomery. Just not a lot happening so far this morning. We've seen a little bit of congestion right around Norman Bridge Road and East South Boulevard and on the Atlanta Highway. And that strip between East Boulevard and Perry Hill as folks head downtown to Madison Avenue to get into downtown. We got no accidents into us this morning to report to you, but keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows them on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to the Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime!
Yeah, Saturday morning show that we've been doing has been become a really fun thing. And Rosie makes this gigantic
French toast and bacon. Oh, my gosh.
Eating well. And thanks to the Turner family, yep. Donnie and Brandon, for being one of our Saturday morning sponsors, 6 to 8:30.
People are appreciative that you're there.
Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The number is 27REC with a W. So far, we are reckless this week through 6:40 this morning.
Reckless.
Yeah, you see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
You're starting your day the right way with Rising.
Well, a survey on life's little wins found the average person has something unexpected and good happen to them three times a week. And some of the best small victories include finding money in an old coat, waking up to nice weather, and getting an unexpected gift in the mail. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. Can't say this is a surprise, but it is always a great way to start our morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I mean, you ever reach into your pocket and find a $20 bill that
yes.
you didn't know.
Yeah, in fact, sometimes when I need a couple of bucks, I'll go rummaging through clothes because I occasionally forget that I've had cash in, especially suits right. and stuff like that. I had a couple of these little wins traffic-wise. At Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, that intersection normally is, it triggers when you pull up.
Right, it senses you're there.
But for the last couple of months, I think they've had it shut off because they've been putting some sewers in along Taylor Road.
Uh-huh.
And it worked this morning. I pulled up. Hey. I didn't have to sit there for 3 minutes, which was great. And then last Friday, I drove all the way home from the radio station without one stoplight.
Isn't that a great feeling when you hit every light green?
It's when people in Florida, how do you like Montgomery? One of the things I tell them is it's a 10-minute ride home.
Right.
And I don't travel during the rush hour, so it's
yeah, exactly.
It's always
we don't
good.
Have to deal with the high traffic hours.
It's a win every day.
It mentions one here getting in fresh sheets on the bed when you just took them out of the dryer and everything.
Yes.
And that's a really good feeling.
Who would like to estimate the amount of change they have in the tray in their car for?
Oh, in my car?
Yes.
I bet I have about $28 in change in the car. But you know the thing in the bedroom, the big jar in the bedroom.
Yeah.
When I empty that out, it's going to be like $120, $130.
Well, is that like a Coke
taking
bottle bank?
For lunch then,
yeah.
Right, Rich?
Bro, yeah, no problem, Andrew.
Hey, but you know we do need to plan that. We did that about a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's time for another?
We're coming up on our 2-year anniversary on the 11th.
I think we should celebrate.
We should do something.
I'm game.
All right. We'll go to that place like I won't
I
say it on the air.
I get to see my Greg though.
Oh boy.
That's my little win.
Oh boy. That's your little win. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Greg, isn't a good surprise a nice little win for you every morning is getting to hear what Ryan's going to say to you?
Yes, I can't wait.
We missed him for 9 days.
Any morning I feel like I don't feel up to coming in. I think, wait a minute, if I don't come in, I'm going to miss Ryan's personal evaluation of me. And I need that. It's my compass for leading a better life. And self-improvement.
Is there any little wins
just
that they left off?
Just be lucky that yours happens on air and not in the commercial breaks, because his evaluation of our lives in commercial break goes a little different.
We've heard that.
But when he does that, I think Ryan inspires everybody to take a look in the mirror and see, how can I make myself a better person today?
Ryan would want us to mention what his favorite drink was this last week, but he did tell me that privately.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Jay, what about you?
Water.
I have no idea what his favorite drink is.
No, I mean, what is Little Wins?
Chime in on Little Wins. What's a good Little Win?
Well, one of the things down here that I've never experienced is a winning lottery ticket, even if it's only a few bucks.
I've had a few of those.
Yeah.
So six times I've won 4 out of 6. On the Florida lottery.
Or one of those Kohl's scratch-offs when you get 30% off instead of 10% off. Oh, boy. What a big day.
That's as close as you're going to get in Alabama until we have a lottery.
In this Couponing, state, that's Rich. As close as it gets for sure.
Any more you guys can think of?
I would say with our shift, getting to watch the sunrise every morning, I think that's something that lots of people don't get to do because they're asleep. I'm not saying that I wouldn't rather be sleeping, but if I'm going to be awake, it is nice to see
that. Yeah, and I always say that anybody can watch the sunset, but who gets to watch the sunrise every day?
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
Yeah, what about the SpaceX launch? Did you watch that this weekend?
That was cool.
Oh, my God. I was geeked out.
We were talking about that earlier. It was incredible.
Right.
America's back.
I love it. And the docking, too.
Watch the docking live, yeah. It's good to feel good about America.
All right, well, that is all the time we got, guys, this morning. Producers love when we give them the little win of getting out of the segment.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
Right, happy to accommodate.
You guys have a great Monday.
Thanks.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
That's when we are here. All right. Let's see. We have the Cheap and Trashy coming up. Some billionaire was telling lies and got called out for it by Forbes magazine.
That's never happened.
Yeah.
That's coming out. We launch our segment with a job opening that may be taking place today.
Uh-oh. Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A sixth night of protests spreading to more cities around the country and even overseas over George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. In Minneapolis, a tanker truck drives into protesters on a bridge.
Remarkably, none of the demonstrators were hurt. One individual was hurt, and that's the driver of the truck, because people on the scene pulled him out of the truck, and it looks like they gave him a pretty good beating. He was treated at the hospital, and then subsequently arrested, remains in jail at last report. Bogdan Vachurko is his name, 35 years old.
Fox's Mike Tobin. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's daughter is among the protesters arrested there.
Kiara de Blasio, 25 years old, she was arrested. She stood in the middle of the street, the New York Post reporting, and blocked traffic, and she was arrested.
Fox's Brian Yenis. There are protests outside the American embassies in London and Berlin. America's listening to Fox News.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limo and Doug.
Check it out, Limo. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Hurricane Reporter.
Mr. Hurricane Reporter.
Seeing you in waist-deep water and 100-mile-per-hour winds lets us know exactly who got caught sleeping with the station manager's wife.
Not the best assignment.
Make yourself useful while holding on to the telephone pole with your legs straight out and give us the baseball scores.
I could die at any minute now.
Sure, every hurricane looks the same, but we can't get the stock market report until you bravely walked against the wind and pointed to the boarded-up window.
Don't try this at home now.
So go ahead, pan the camera so we can all see the bending palm trees. Tell your crew to seek shelter while you investigate the wobbly stop sign. Because after all, without your death-defying coverage, we might all one day forget that hurricanes are windy.
Mr. Hurricane Reporter.
Happy first day of the season, gang.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Of course, Hollywood had to do incessant virtue signaling over the weekend. Go to my buddy David Blackman's blog, dbdailyupdate.com, and go back to yesterday and take a look at all your Hollywood favorites who bailed out the rioters.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe that list.
I was so disgusted, especially with Steve Carell. Come on, man. Those aren't protesters. Those are professional.
And while we're on the subject of Steve Carell, Space Force is a disaster.
I enjoyed it.
Really?
I did, yeah.
I wish I could say I chuckled.
I think they marketed it wrong. I don't think it should be marketed as this whatever comedy thing or compare it in any way mm-hmm. to The Office at all.
No, I didn't see anybody compare it to The Office. I thought I was going to laugh, though, and I didn't laugh one time.
I had a few chuckles, but I still enjoyed it for some reason. Not necessarily as a comedy, but just as the story being told. I really actually enjoyed it. I'll binge the whole thing all weekend. Finish it off all weekend.
He is so unusual. Yep.
Have you seen the reviews?
I've seen the reviews,
it
yeah.
It is universally hated.
Yes,
it is.
Even the far-left entertainment sites are giving it zero stars.
Boy, when the far-left ones do it.
Yeah. Which is all of them, basically. Forbes magazine named Kylie Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire ever, but they just revoked that status.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
They claim that she's been lying for years to inflate her own wealth. They posted an article Friday accusing Kylie and her mom, Kris, of spinning a web of lies to make Kylie Cosmetics seem more successful than it really is. They claim the tax returns she gave them were fake to make it look like the company's revenue was two or three times higher than it really was.
Now, is there not a bigger crime here, possibly?
Depends on how she played her taxes, I suppose.
Yeah,
but
check this
out. She's no billionaire. Her actual net worth is just under $900 million.
Is that all?
What a liar you are, Kylie. What a fib.
Not even a billion?
No, just under $900 million.
That's embarrassing.
Now, if that's true, that means Mark Zuckerberg still holds the title of youngest self-made billionaire. And she doesn't have much time to catch him. He did it at 23, and she'll be 23 in August. So unless she can scrape up another $100 million between now and then.
I can believe it more with him than I could with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, who do you know that buys Kylie Jenner products? I'm just asking for a friend. 20 wild examples of celebrities that are the same age.
Okay.
The one right at the top of the list jumps out. Betty White and Judy Garland would be the same age, except Judy's been long gone and Betty is still with us. These three are the same age. Harrison Ford.
Well, you just came up with a new name for him.
Well, I contracted Harrison Ford and Joe Biden. They're the same age. And Harrison Ford lands an airplane like Joe Biden would. Princess Diana, Barack Obama would be the same age.
How old would Princess Diana be right now? Just curious. If you don't have it,
she'd be in her 50s. Well, she was, how old was she when she died? 29?
I don't even know that. She was young. Yeah.
She was born in 61.
Okay, so she would be
July 1st.
She'd be pushing 60.
July 1st of 1961 is her birthday.
She'd be a cougar. I suppose, not to be disrespectful, of course. No, by the
course.
Way,
of course not.
These two belong in the same group.
Yeah.
It's not hard to believe that Bernie Sanders and Bob Nguyen are the same age. And right along with them, Martha Stewart.
And, with the same age with them, I got you.
Yeah, those three, same age. Martha's holding up a little bit better than them.
Yeah.
Her brethren in that demographic. And now with a word about Millbrook Family Chiropractic, here's Jay. I'll be back with more in a moment.
Pardon the interruption to Greg. We're going to talk about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeff Passley and his staff located in Millbrook have been there since 2006. And they're located just off of Highway 14 in Millbrook. So just as you're going down Millbrook on that main road, just, you know, look over to, if you're headed into Millbrook, it's over on your left. headed towards Prattville from that way. It's going to be on your right there. But they accept most insurance plans, and you can check out their office hours, their phone number, their exact location, a map, everything you need at MillbrookChiropractor.com. There is where you can find out about all the services that Millbrook Family Chiropractic offers, as well as fill out new patient forms if you happen to be one. You can schedule an appointment there if you'd like to as well. And take care of any other sort of questions that you might have. Pretty much can all be answered right there at the website. It is MillbrookChiropractor.com. Very small, you know, small space, small office, and that's, say that, I don't want to say selling point, but that's a big part of what makes them special, is that they're going to give you the kind of time that you deserve. Because they are such a small staff, they're going to get to know your name, and you're going to become much more than a customer. They're going to be a patient and somebody who they're going to care about to make sure that you get the care that you need. And not just short-term. They want to make sure that it's long-term for you. Check them out online, MillbrookChiropractor.com, for Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Back to you, Greg.
Thanks, Jay. A couple of other odds and ends from the entertainment. By the way, this is the 11th week now. There are no box office results to report.
Oh, yeah.
Sinead O'Connor. There's a name that conjures up a reaction.
Oh, gosh.
Of varying types.
Yeah, tearing up pictures on SNL.
She is going back to school to become a healthcare worker, specifically hospice.
Oh, wow.
David Beckham and Posh Spice are building an escape tunnel in their home, an underground passage linking their house to their luxury car garage.
Okay.
Yeah. Alicia Silverstone, speaking of Space Force, she doesn't have to discipline her 9-year-old son because he's a vegan. The centering, grounding energy of that nourishment in his organs has left him such a calm boy.
What a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Let's see. A former NFL exec has admitted that Colin Kaepernick's peaceful protest ended his career. It wasn't because he was good enough to play. Let's see. Herb Stemple. Remember that name?
But where do I remember it from?
Quiz Show. Movie Quiz Show. He was the whistleblower who inspired that movie.
Right.
By announcing that the game show he was on was fixed. And
Rob Morrow played him in the movie.
And check this out. HBO has released the trailer for their new Perry Mason show. Stars Matthew Rhys.
I'm really, really interested. Looks very noirish.
Ah, I like that.
And I like what I'm seeing.
Because Perry Mason is a, you know, as TV shows go, is about as noir as it gets. You know, they used to cast. Here's something interesting. A lot of the people that you see on Perry Mason episodes turn up in Mayberry. Andy Griffith.
Yeah?
I've seen that happen so many times. Yep, Goober was a judge. Kidding, 657. Return to Mayberry, man. Jack Dodson, who played Howard Sprague, he looked okay. Opie.
Growing up Opie?
Yeah, his wife had a baby in the car that Andy delivered. That was harrowing. Thumbaloo and Barney get married.
Oh, do they? In the movie. Huh.
And I got news for you. It was one thing to see, who was the goofball with the rocks?
Ernest T. Bass.
One thing to see Ernest T. Bass as a young critter out of the mountains acting like a jerk. But when you're about 60 years old and you're still throwing rocks and making the face, it was kind of pathetic.
How about, did you see the pallets of bricks that were delivered to major cities for just for the protesters?
Yeah.
Pallets of bricks.
I certainly
arrived.
Hope they're going to look into that. Yeah, because maybe... maybe Ernest T. Bass will show up and have a field day. 6:58 next holiday by the calendar is Dad's Day, and Brian Jewelry is a great place to go and find something great for Dad. You want to have something custom made, maybe something that celebrates his passion for the greatest rivalry in sports, they can do that for you at Brian Jewelry. You can build a watch for Pops, put your own touch on it, and many other gift ideas, money clips and so forth, things that make beautiful remembrances of the occasion. And if you just want to talk ideas, these are the people to do it. For seven decades, Brian Jewelry has been taking your information and turning it into a great gift for the person you're shopping for. Of course, birthdays, anniversaries, they occur year-round. Brian Jewelry is the place to go. We had a call from a listener last week who whose granddaughter had inherited a beautiful gem, but just the gem. So they took it to Brian Jewelry and had a ring created for the gem. Those kinds of things you can do as well. Free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. They can help you with financing. And, yes, they do layaway. Why not start now and have it all paid for by Christmas if you really want to plan ahead? They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Join their club at BrianJewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Lynn Bryan and the team at Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville